This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred upon Padma Awards to eminent personalities at the first civil investiture ceremony held at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. The Padma Awards, one of the highest civilian awards of the country, are conferred in three categories: Padma Vibhushan, Padma Bhushan and Padma Shri. The awardees include D. Nageshwar Reddy, who was conferred Padma Vibhushan for his contribution in medicine. Osamu Suzuki of Japan was conferred with Padma Vibhushan posthumously. Shekhar Kapoor, P.R. Shri J. S. Ajit Kumar got Padma Bhushan. Cricketer Ravichandran Ashwin, former SBI Chairman Arundhati Bhattacharya were given Padma Shri. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Ministers and other dignitaries were present on the occasion. India today signed a defence deal with France to procure 26 Rafale marine fighter aircraft. The Intergovernmental Agreement, IGA, was signed by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Minister of Armed Forces of France, Sébastien Lecornu, in New Delhi. Out of 26 Rafale marine aircraft, 22 will be single-seater and 4 double-seater, and these will be designed and prepared as per the requirement of the Indian Navy. The delivery of these aircraft would be completed by 2030. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a meeting with Defence Minister Rajnath Singh at his residence in New Delhi today. The meeting took place to decide the future course of action in the wake of Pahalgam terror attack, which claimed 26 lives. The meeting comes a day after Chief of Defence Staff Anil Chauhan briefed the Defence Minister on the critical decisions. The Jammu and Kashmir Legislative Assembly today passed a strong-worded resolution to condemn the terror attack in Pahalgam. The resolution, which described the attack as heinous, barbaric, inhumane and cowardly attack, was unanimously adopted by the House after 3-hour-long discussion. Speaking at a special session of the Assembly, Chief Minister Omar Abdullah expressed solidarity with the victims of the terror attack and extended condolences to their families.
मेरे पास अल्फाज नहीं थे कि मैं क्या कह के उनके घर वालों से माफी मांगूं। यहाँ की टूरिज्म के मिनिस्टर की हैसियत से मैंने इन लोगों को दावत दी थी यहाँ आने की। मेजबान होते हुए मेरी जिम्मेदारी थी कि सही सलामत मैं इन्हें यहाँ से वापस भेजूं। नहीं भेज पाया और माफी मांगने के अल्फाज नहीं थे।
The National Investigation Agency, NIA Court, in Delhi has extended the 26/11 terror attack mastermind Tahavvur Rana's custody for 12 days. The NIA had sought a 12-day extension from the court after the expiry of the 18-day custody that had earlier been granted to the probe agency. Tahavvur Rana, who was recently extradited from the United States, was produced before the NIA Court today. In Chhattisgarh, 24 Maoists surrendered in Bijapur district today. Of these, 14 Maoists were carrying a reward of 28,50,000 rupees. Checks of 50,000 rupees were given to the surrendered Maoists as an incentive under the government's rehabilitation scheme. So far this year, more than 200 Maoists have surrendered in Bijapur district. Union Minister of Communications Jyotiraditya Sindhya today announced the Gyan Post service, which enables affordable delivery of books and study material through post offices across the country. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, he said that Gyan Post has been created with the belief that learning sources should not depend on geography or affordability. The World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit Waves, which is scheduled from 1st to 4th of May next month, places India at the center stage of global creativity. In an article, Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, said that conceptualized under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership, Waves is a transformative movement that will redefine the media and entertainment landscape. Russian President Vladimir Putin today announced a 72-hour ceasefire in its ongoing military operation in Ukraine on account of the 80th anniversary of Victory Day celebrations next month. A statement issued by the Kremlin this afternoon, the ceasefire will begin from midnight on 7th and 8th of May until midnight on 10th and 11th of May. In IPL T20 cricket, Rajasthan Royals won the toss and opted to field against Gujarat Titans in Jaipur this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.